Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers Allais are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Ayers Allais every day. Hello, this is Roger Baker, and every Monday we bring you the latest news from the world of science and technology. The following article is from the online website SciTech Daily. The article was submitted by the Stevens Institute of Technology. Hypersonic breakthrough could make one-hour global flights possible. Hypersonic flight could turn marathon international trips into one-hour commutes, bringing science fiction closer to reality. A new experiment supports the long-debated Morkovins hypothesis, showing that turbulence at Mach 6 mimics that of slower airflows. This revelation could make hypersonic flight, and perhaps space access, far more achievable. Hypersonic flight, from science fiction to reality. If it ever becomes possible, hypersonic flight, once imagined only in science fiction, could completely reshape global travel. Journeys that now take an entire day could shrink to the length of a typical movie. A flight from Sydney to Los Angeles, for example, might take just 1 hour instead of 15. It really shrinks the planet, says Professor Nicholas Parziali, whose research focuses on making such hypersonic flight a reality, and who is a recent recipient of the Presidential Early Career Award for Scientists and Engineers for his research into the fluid mechanics that affects high-speed flight. It will make travel faster, easier, and more enjoyable. The heat and turbulence barrier. Covering half the globe in an hour may sound impossible, yet this goal is edging closer. Military aircraft already reach twice or even three times the speed of sound, or Mach 2 and Mach 3, where Mach 1 equals about 760 miles per hour at sea level. To make the Los Angeles-Sydney trip in 1 hour, a plane would need to reach Mach 10, or 10 times the speed of sound. The biggest challenge lies in the intense turbulence and heat produced as an aircraft tears through the atmosphere at such extreme speeds. Air doesn't behave the same way at slow and fast speeds, and aerospace engineers use specific terms to describe the difference: incompressible and compressible flow. In incompressible flow, which happens at lower speeds, below about Mach 0.3 or 225 miles per hour, air density barely changes, making design calculations simpler. Once speed climbs past the sound barrier, however, the airflow becomes compressible. That's because a gas can squish, Parziali explains, or in scientific terms, compress. How compressibility changes flight dynamics. Compression causes the air's density to shift dramatically with changes in pressure and temperature, altering how the aircraft interacts with the surrounding air. Compressibility affects how the airflow goes around the body, and that can change things like lift, drag, and thrust required to take off or stay airborne. These factors are critical to how any aircraft is designed. Engineers already understand airflow well for planes flying below or near the speed of sound, referred to as low Mach numbers. But designing vehicles that travel at 5 to 10 times that speed requires understanding airflow under much harsher conditions. That puzzle still holds some mystery, except for one guiding idea known as Morkovins hypothesis. Morkovins hypothesis, turbulence across the sound barrier. Formulated by Mark Morkovin in the mid-20th century, the hypothesis postulates that when air moves at Mach 5 or Mach 6, the turbulence behavior doesn't change all that much from slower speeds. Although air density and temperature change more in faster flows, the hypothesis states that the basic choppy motion of turbulence stays mostly the same. Basically, the Morkovins hypothesis means that the way the turbulent air moves at low and high speeds isn't that different, says Parziali. If the hypothesis is correct, it means that we don't need a whole new way to understand turbulence at these higher speeds. We can use the same concepts we use for the slower flows. That also means that hypersonic planes don't need a significantly different design approach. Yet, so far, no one has been able to provide sufficient experimental evidence to support Morkovin's hypothesis. That became the subject of Parziali's new study, titled Hypersonic Turbulent Quantities in Support of Morkovin's Hypothesis, which will be published November 12th in Nature Communications. Testing the hypothesis, lasers, krypton, and a decade of work. In the study, Parziali's team used lasers to ionize a gas called krypton, which is seeded into the air flowing inside a wind tunnel. That temporarily made krypton atoms form an initially straight, glowing line. Then, researchers used ultra-high-resolution cameras to take pictures of how that fluorescent krypton line moves, bends, and twists through the wind tunnel's air, akin to how a leaf swirls through the little eddies in a river. As that line moves with gas, you can see crinkles and structures in the flow, and from that, we can learn a lot about turbulence, says Parziali, adding that he spent 11 years building that clever setup, and what we found was that at Mach 6, turbulence behavior is pretty close to the incompressible flow. Early on, Parziali's group was supported by the Air Force Office of Scientific Research Young Investigator Research Program, YIP, in 2016, and Office of Naval Research, ONR, YIP, in 2020, with the current work being supported by ONR. Toward hypersonic and space travel. Although the hypothesis isn't fully confirmed yet, the study brings us one step closer to hypersonic flight, because it suggests that planes don't need an entirely new design to fly at hypersonic speeds, and that simplifies things. Today, we must use computers to design an airplane, and the computational resources to design a plane that will fly at Mach 6, simulating all the tiny, fine little details would be impossible, says Parziali. The Morkovens hypothesis allows us to make simplifying assumptions so that the computational demands to design hypersonic vehicles can become more doable. The study findings also hold promise for changing how space transportation is done, Parziali explains. If we can build planes that fly at hypersonic speed, we can also fly them into space rather than launching rockets, which would make transportation to and from low Earth orbit easier, he says. It will be a game changer for transportation, not only on Earth, but also in low orbit. If you want to learn more about Ayers LA and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print-impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back again next Monday with more news from the fascinating world of science and technology. I'm Roger Baker.